paid work, love for family, care of family, volunteer work, church work. People have to have a purpose in life.
As far as I am concerned, Jesus is not a member of any political party, and I would never try to recruit him to my own political party.
From the Australian Christian Lobby, the political spot at www.acl.org.au.
Welcome to the political spot. I'm Daniel Simon. Wednesday, October 31 is Reformation Day, marking 495 years since Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg, sparking the Protestant Reformation. David Old is an Anglican minister in Neutral Bay, Sydney. He's a blogger at davidold.net and regularly contributes to one of the largest Anglican websites in the world, Stand Firm. He joins us now to talk about Reformation Day. Welcome, David.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Now, most of our listeners will know what the Reformation was all about, but for those who may not understand the full significance of this event, can you explain the impact that it's had both on church history and on Western history more broadly?
Sure. So the Reformation was an event that kicked off really properly in the early 16th century, where a number of men, particularly Martin Luther, and that's the event today that we're celebrating as Reformation Day, where Martin Luther and others protested, that's where the name Protestant comes from, protested against the Roman Catholic Church and sought to reform it back to what they considered to be the original authentic Christianity, hence the Reformation. At the time, their protests were on particular corruptions, as they saw it, of what the Roman Catholic Church was doing. But beyond that, there were quite profound theological disagreements they had with the church in Rome. In particular, they had a disagreement on where the source of authority in the Christian life was. So the reformers saw the authority as being finally vested in the Bible. And so they were big Bible men and women, wanting everybody to be able to read the Bible. And secondly, they therefore understood, as they read the Bible, that salvation and justification, a right standing in front of God, was appropriated not by going to the church and receiving salvation through her, but by going directly to Jesus, trusting him and him alone, and therefore being, as they put it, justified. So it was a big, big change in the way that people viewed their relationship with the church itself, and more importantly, with God and Jesus.
The Reformation has also had a lasting impact on philosophy and politics. What has been its effects here?
Well, what the Reformation did, and it came at a time of increasing thought about personal autonomy, perhaps not in the way we understand it now in the West, but certainly the break of the authority of the Church of Rome over, first of all, princes, and then the people that they governed. And then, of course, the reformers urging everybody in their own right to read the Bible and decide for themselves contributed in no small part to a growing sense of individual autonomy across Western Europe. The other big thing that we see is a separation between the power of the church and the power of the state. As the power of the Roman Catholic Church over the state was broken, the reformers asserted two powers and did set up some clear distinctions between them. And so modern-day concepts of a separation between church and state in some extent flow from the reformers themselves. Of course, they'd be horrified with where some people have taken that today to pure secularism, yet nevertheless they were convinced there had to be some distinction between the political power of the church and the political power of the state. And those, I think, are good legacies that we're grateful for today.
Now, last year on Reformation Day, you wrote about the importance of the Reformation and the 95 Theses from a theological point of view. Can you explain why you think it remains so important for the gospel today, 500 years on?
Well, absolutely. So I'm an Anglican minister, and the official position of the Anglican Church is that is the position of the reformers, that Rome is in error. Why are we convinced of that? Well, we're convinced of that because as we read the Bible, just as Martin Luther did, the gospel that we see explained in the Bible seems to us to be so vastly different to the gospel the Roman Catholic Church is describing, that those two are irreconcilable and therefore a breach needs to be made. It's not a fight we pick out of any joy, but there are people of determined conviction on both sides. This, of course, is for those of us on both sides of this question, the biggest issue that there can be. How can you be right with God? How can you be saved from the consequences of our sin? And so therefore, if Martin Luther was right, and a lot of us are convinced that he was, this remains probably the most pressing issue.
Now, while you argue that justification by faith alone and not by works is central to the gospel, our good works nevertheless are important. And indeed, James said that faith without works is dead. Yeah. How would you balance what you're saying with the call for Christians to do good works?
Look, it's an interesting question and one which Protestants have struggled. Luther himself was so convinced of the truth of justification by faith alone that he struggled indeed with James's epistle. He called it an epistle of straw. That probably was an overreaction of his. I think it's more accurate to see that what James is saying is what Protestants now affirm, that if someone is genuinely converted, if they are genuinely changed by God and justified, then that will work its way out in the way that they live. So James says we are justified by faith, and when he says justified there, he means more that our salvation is demonstrated to be true, in the same way that Jesus says, you will know a tree by its fruit. The Roman Catholic Church takes James's statement there, and it reads it as saying, no, our works actually in some way are part of us being right with God. So again, there's a fundamental disagreement there. But no Protestant, no serious Protestant is saying that since you're justified by faith alone in Jesus Christ, what you do doesn't matter. In fact, quite the opposite. We're insistent that the way that you live demonstrates your fundamental convictions.
Now, Reformation Day is remembered quite widely by some bloggers and churches. I assume your own church remembers it. What does Reformation Day typically look like, say, at St. Augustine's in Neutral Bay, Sydney?
Oh, well, it'll depend year upon year. This year, we're not making a big deal of it. For a number of previous years, on the nearest Sunday, Reformation Sunday, we have stopped our normal sermon series and looked at some key reformers. So in the past, we've looked at Martin Luther. We've looked at John Calvin, Thomas Cranmer, Wycliffe, the first translator of the whole Bible into English. And we've used each of those as a springboard into the key issues that were raised in the Reformation: Christ alone, by faith alone, Scripture alone as the authority, faith alone, and to God alone being the glory in all things. So we've wanted to stop and make sure that our people understood the legacy in which they stand.
That was Anglican minister David Old talking about the Protestant Reformation, which is remembered each year on October 31 with Reformation Day.
The Political Spot from the Australian Christian Lobby at www.acl.org.au.